Nobody really want fuego. Masayo will bring fire down worse than Waco. Buy you some coffee and Lego, your egos, your sandwich with mayo and two slices of mayo. Sitting at home on the couch playing Halo, but the Masayo ain't playing no wagos. Games, women and pants gonna get it. Flames, brothers keeping no commandments. Same, calling our armies a favor. Event with your NATO and soldiers with Dracos. Just tell me, how can you stop a tornado or bury the lava from the volcano? They really can't, bro. They have to pay, bro. The most I say so. So in chase they go for all the wicked atrocities they owe. For all their wicked atrocities they owe. From San Diego to Trinity Tobago, I'm spitting these words so our Israelites they know. Keeping commandments the only way we grow, so we can defeat the nation Galileo. Nation Galileo, get it? Cause they pale. He's
all right. Welcome back.
Shalom, shalom, Most High in Christ bless. Happy Sabbath. Welcome to the Native Latin and Black Lost History Show. I am your host this week, Captain MRI, and joined by
Soldier Kefa.
Soldier Hezekiah.
All right, we are on hosting this week. We have the other captains currently out of town doing the bidding of the Lord in New Mexico. All right, we got brothers that came together from different parts of the country to go out there because it is the 11th hour. All right, time to wake up our people from the tribe of Gad to come back into this marvelous light, know that they're Israel, know what the Lord requires of them as Israel, repent, keep the commandments so we can get the kingdom of heaven established here on earth. All right, today's topic, as you can see, the laws that endure forever. The laws that endure forever. And the thing that made me really choose this particular title, all right, was just scrolling through Facebook and seeing different articles and whatnot and everything else, and I came across something that it was a 24-year-old woman was charged with raping a 4-year-old boy, but also filming it and putting it on social media. Like, she posted the videos of her performing sexual acts with this little boy and then posted it.
Wow.
So, I mean, the scripture says that sin would increase in the last days, and it's the departing of God's laws that have our people do these heinous things, right? But before we start, if you want to call in, the call number is 516-531-9797. Again, that's 516-531-9797. For more truth, please visit www.israelunite.org. Again, that's israelunite.org for more truth. And also, when the sun goes down, if you want to purchase some righteous apparel, please visit www.originalroyalty.com. Those alms that we get from those purchases is how we actually send these brothers out to go on these missions and go wake up our people. So now that that's done, all right, back into the topic again. Like I said, the laws that endure forever. It's coming under the banner of Christianity and whatever denomination that you want to say it is. It's still all rooted in the same thing. It's sin. It's do what you want to do, whatever feels good to you, do it, because you won't be held accountable because God's laws are done away with. From Genesis to Revelation, it's actually contrary to what people may think. But real quick, though, give me 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22. I'm gonna preface it with this, and then we'll move on. Any scriptures that come to mind, brothers, feel free to bring them out.
This is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22.
And then the reason why I'm bringing this out, too, because the title says the laws that endure forever, which for those of us that have been here for a certain amount of time, is a basic topic, right? We understand that it's more than just an identity of knowing you're Israel, but it's everything that comes with being Israel. That's why in Romans it says not all Israel is Israel.
Right.
Because you can know you're Israel, but that doesn't make any
sense.
We
see that, too. We see them.
I see it all the time. I had someone that I came into this truth with that was, I was like, hey, brother, you know, like, what's up? Like, what's going on? He says, well, you know what? I'm always going to know I'm Judah. Right. And I said, okay, that's great. But what does that profit you on that day of your calamity when you're standing in front of the judgment seat,
right,
and you're being weighed according to your faith coupled with your works, which is keeping the commandments? It doesn't make any sense. For us, again, it's a real simple topic, but we have to understand that 99.9% of the world doesn't understand this.
Right.
Something as simple as, hey, you got to keep God's laws, because of the crafty devices used by Satan's pawns, mainly starting with Esau, who the world ignorantly calls the so-called white man. All right. He and all the other nations have beguiled us into believing that God's laws are done away with now in these last days. So now, because of that, we got to understand that we got to meet people on their level. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 22.
1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 22. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some.
So it says, to the weak I became as the weak. All right. So we have to meet people on their level and at their understanding. We can't assume that everybody knows everything already. Just because we know certain things doesn't mean that it's that clear and evident for people to see. Because, like, for instance, you were in Christianity, right, growing up?
No, sir, Islam.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know.
That's right. That's right. Okay. But you guys subscribe to the Bible to a certain degree,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir.
And you guys believe that Christ was also a prophet and everything else.
Yes, sir.
So, and the reason why I bring that up is because we read Revelation 1:14, and to us, that's like clear as day.
Right.
Okay, Christ is black. It says skin burned in a furnace.
Right.
Right? To us, that's clear. But we got to remember that it's not so clear because there's this image that's been plastered for people
right.
to follow, and that's what they subscribe to.
Right.
So we got to meet people on their level. You got something?
Yeah. Regarding what you said, me growing up, I wasn't really into Christianity. I was more into Catholicism. But I didn't practice it. But I always knew Jesus Christ was like a white man because that's what I'm seeing. But I would hear other people, oh, Jesus Christ is black. Jesus Christ is black. But I couldn't believe it because I wasn't shown it.
Right.
I didn't see it in the Bible. This is just what I'm seeing when I go into church, seeing all these sculptures up of Jesus being white, Cesar Borgia.
Right.
So that's the image I had.
You know what?
So
like,
you can tell them that.
You know what like really made me believe? Like really like, yo, there's something to this. Was because same thing with you. Like you look and you see the false images of Christ everywhere. I've been all over the world and they're literally everywhere.
Right.
I've been to the Middle East. They're there. I've been to Asia. They're there. And the thing that really made me like, dang, because growing up, I always had pictures of a black image of Christ
right.
in like my uncle's house and my grandma's house. So, you know, you want to subscribe to that. Your God looks like you, right? Northern Kingdom thinks that, you know, whites are right. So they subscribe
right.
to that image because they're like, oh, you know, we're Spaniards.
Right.
But so I always wanted to believe he was, but it was never shown to me. It wasn't until Officer Issachar showed me the scriptures. And it wasn't just him showing me the scripture because that for me was clear as day. I'm like, man, this is clearly evident that this is talking about a black man.
Right.
But it was the fact that he was someone who we call Northern Kingdom, a Hispanic. That was like, no, listen. Like, his eyes were big, and he was, like, breathing hard. He said, no, listen, you got to understand. Like,
right.
he's black. And I was like, so that's what got me the most.
Right,
was,
you were intrigued.
Was, yo, this is somebody who is Hispanic that has images, I'm sure, that he grew up with, but is so evident and so passionate about
right.
the exact opposite. So that's what really got me. I was like, okay, there's something to this.
Right. Yeah, and with me, it was like, I always knew Christ was black, but I never thought of black like being from my family, like American blacks or whatever, you know,
right.
tribe of
right.
Judah. I always thought like they're black Arabs, they're black Chinese, you know, they're black India people. So I didn't, you know, I just knew he's black. I didn't know he was like Israelite from the tribe of Judah, you know.
No, right. It's funny you said that because just recently I was speaking to somebody and he kind of alluded to the same thing. He was like, well, of course Christ was dark skinned.
Right.
I said, no, you don't understand. If Christ was here today, he'd be an African-American.
Right, right. And that's what I didn't.
I was like, and not because he's dark-skinned, but because he comes from the same lineage of the people that were brought over here on slave ships.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
Mm-hmm. That changes everything. That's why they have the whole immaculate conception thing, because if you say he didn't come from anybody, then you can't subscribe him to any one people.
Right, right.
That's
exactly.
That's the crafty council and everything else, too. But so, again, getting back to this in 1 Corinthians, we got to meet people at their level. And things that we may take as basic and, you know, rudimentary and everything else, people don't understand these things. People will be reading the Bible their entire lives, and they still don't know that there's a such thing as the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right. Right.
I never heard of the 12 tribes of Israel my entire life.
Right.
It wasn't even until I came into this truth.
Right.
I was like, okay, there's I heard of Israel.
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was 12 tribes that pertain to it. I didn't know that.
Right.
I didn't know that God has laws.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm like, okay, God's law. So you mean like thou shalt not kill? He's like, no, it's more than that. It's like don't eat pork. And I was like,
right.
What? You know, it's funny. I was just telling my wife yesterday that the first time I went over to Iraq, my uncle, because he was Muslim, right. He said, hey, the best thing that could happen to you if you go over there is you find Allah and come back as a Muslim. And I was like, nah, I don't know about that.
Right.
And he's like, well, why not? And my reasoning to him was because you guys don't eat pork.
Right, right. Wow.
That was my excuse. And I'm like, nah, I can't stop eating pork. And now it's been over 7 years since I've eaten it.
Right.
And it's just simple.
Right,
right. Right. It's very simple. But our people like to create reasons why they can't keep in God's laws. So
exactly.
God's laws endure forever. But again, the crafty counsel of Esau on the nations, they taught us contrary to that. They said, no, God's laws are done away with. It's impossible to keep God's laws.
Right.
And then they isolate a scripture here, a scripture there. They love the writings of Paul, right? That's where where they all fall off the horse, not knowing that the Apostle Peter gave us a warning of the Apostle Paul's writings. Let's get that real quick. Is that 1 Peter or is that 2 Peter?
Oh, can I get something real quick?
Yeah, of course.
So based off what the captain is saying, that goes into very different avenues you can take that on the crafty counsel that they have put us. Now, they like to go into Paul's writings. I am going to pull a scripture that actually says that we will be removed from Christ and follow after another gospel, which is these different religions, these different doctrines that we've been placed into the crafty counsel. If I can get Galatians 1:6. Galatians 1:6.
I got it. I'm there.
The
book of Galatians, chapter 1:6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
So right here, Paul's saying that he marveled. When you're marveled, you can't believe it. You're astounded. You're like, how is it possible that you are removed from a gospel when the Bible simply says you have to keep God's laws from beginning to end? How is it possible that you have been subdivided, tricked into thinking differently?
Right.
That's what he's saying right here. And read verse 7.
Verse 7, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ.
And that is the different religions that have been placed by these so-called oppressors that we have today, which would be this, you know, the Caucasians, the Arabs, you know, the different religions. Everything that has been set up against us perverted the gospel of Jesus Christ, because now when we go out there into the streets and we try to tell them, hey, Jesus Christ is black, we got to keep God's laws, the first thing people say is, I don't really believe in the Bible.
Right.
You know, I don't believe in religion, because they've been tricked. They have been, the gospel's been perverted. When you bring out the Bible, they're thinking this is just a fairy tale book. They're not understanding that this is history. This is laws, things that we can use as a community to help build a foundation.
That's what it comes down to, is our people don't subscribe to a book because they've been so ignorantly duped into thinking that, oh, that's the white man's book, right?
Right.
And I used to say that too. Oh, that's just a white man's book.
Yeah.
Or, no, God's made up. He's made up to control population. I would say all kind of conspiracy theorist BS that I was into, because I didn't want to believe that something that was right in front of me for so many years was always the answer.
Right, right.
Because I would do a lot of reading, and I was in school, so I was educated to a certain degree, right?
Right.
And I'm like, there's no way that book that's on everybody's shelves, that's in every single hotel,
right,
is actually the answer key.
Right. Right.
But that's what it is.
Yeah.
But tricked.
But yes, precept must be upon precept, right? And it's funny because it tells you that we would be tricked by our enemy. It tells you that he would use our own book against us. It tells you all those things.
Right.
So all these things that our people say, no, I don't subscribe to that because of this. Well, here, look, it's in there. Here. And
right.
Let me show you why you just said that.
Yeah.
Let me show you why you said this. But let me get 2 Peter 3 and verse 15 real quick. Because people will be quick to run to the writings of Paul.
Oh, yeah.
Not understanding that Paul's writings were meant as to be a stumbling block here in these last days to a lot of our people. 2 Peter 3, verse 15.
The book of 2 Peter 3, verse 15. An account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation.
So the long-suffering of serving God is going to lead us to salvation. The long-suffering, having patience and endurance in this walk. Read.
Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, had written unto you.
So the subject matter here is Paul. And Paul was endowed with much wisdom by the Lord. He was hand-chosen by the Lord when he was knocked off the horse when he was going to Damascus. All right? That's a level that none of us have obtained. Although we have all been chosen by the Lord, because that's what it says in the book of John, listen, you didn't choose me, but I chose you.
Yes, sir.
And we were chosen for a reason. We were hired by God. Now it's like, okay, we're hired. So now what's required of us, right? But read verse 16.
Verse 16. Also, in all his epistles, speaking in them of things which in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they also do with the other scriptures, unto their own destruction.
So the apostle Peter is letting us know, listen, Paul's a bad dude,
yeah.
All right? He ain't just some regular dude that's like walking around saying some stuff. Like, he was hand-chosen by the Lord, and when he wrote things, they were hard to be understood. So that way, when you're unlearned, you rest, meaning you wrestle. It's like a tug back and forth. Should I do this? Should I not do that? Is this okay? Is this not okay? Listen, the best thing to do is to just not do it in general until you learn enough to say, okay, that was foolish. I was being over-righteous in that.
Right.
Like, I was like, yeah, when I first came in, I said, you know what? I need to come into this with the mindset that I know nothing. And I need to subdue all my own understanding and treat everything like it's a sin.
Right.
Because that's what I thought. I thought, man, everything's wicked as hell. Yeah. I was like, this is like, it was one lie, uncovered another lie. So I was like, yo, I need to just operate like everything is sin until I learn otherwise.
Right.
And then, so that's what I did. I was completely just isolated, and I'm like, no, I can't do that because it's a sin.
Right.
So I was meshing philosophies of man with the Bible. Like, I didn't drink caffeine because who is it? Is it Mormons that like don't drink caffeine or something like that?
I'm not sure.
I believe it was Mormons. Like, they don't drink caffeine, and I learned that from them because I almost became a Mormon.
Right.
When I was searching for something.
Mm.
So when I came to this, I was like, well, I can't drink caffeine. That's a sin. And someone was like, no, it's not. Like, and then not, because me not knowing that a sin means the transgression of God's laws.
Right.
There's no law that says I can't do those things. Right. But that's what Peter's let us know. Listen, when it comes to Paul's writings, he's going to say things a certain way, but it's not meant like that. It's written in an allegory, and it's meant to be a stumbling block, because guess what? There has to be 2/3 of the people that die. There has to be a 2/3 club. There has to be. All
right? Right. Yes, sir.
You got something? Soldier, how's it going?
As you were saying, you know what I'm saying, you say you thought that everything was sin. So I was going to bring out Hebrews 5:12.
That's the scripture that was just in my head right now. That's the one.
I'll read it for you. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For when, for the time, ye ought to be teachers.
So if you know, like, when you come to this, everybody here, we're all teachers. Whether you're doing the commandments or you're not doing the commandments. If you're not doing the commandments, you're teaching people to break the commandments. But if you're doing the commandments, you know what I'm saying, you're a teacher of this book. So read it again.
For when, for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God.
So God, he tells you, hey, look, everything you learn, you know what I'm saying, you got to forget about it. And when you come to this, you have to humble yourself and be ready to be taught all over again. Forget about everything you know. Just be ready to be taught. So that's the principle and the oracles of God.
It says that's the first principle.
Yes, sir.
That's a heavy thing written here in the book of Hebrews, because people don't understand that. People come in with this mindset of things that they learned in the world. Listen, a certain level of knowledge that you obtain in the world or certain things that you did pertaining to the world can be very beneficial to the regrowing of the nation of Israel. I'm not saying that. And we're all woken up at different times for a reason. But I've seen many of people that didn't want to humble themselves down to, you know what, I don't know anything.
Right.
And I need to be taught. They're looking at worldly age and everything else and saying, okay, you know what, like, for instance, this brother that was with us for a few years, he hasn't been here for a while because he never fully embraced this.
Right.
And his conversation would always start with, I'm telling you, literally every conversation he would have would start with this. Well, see, I've been reading the Bible my whole life.
Right.
That's how he could be talking about what kind of sandwich he wants for the Sabbath. And it starts with, oh, I've been reading the Bible my whole life. Like, things that didn't even pertain to what we're talking about.
Right.
But he would want to throw that out there. That way you can look at him as having some renown and status when it comes to the word.
Right.
Because he never fully embraced this. You got something, Zolder?
Yeah, I got Matthew chapter 18, verse 2. So what you guys are bringing out is pretty heavy. We need to understand that everything that we have been taught was from the rudiments of the world and traditions of men.
Ooh,
we have been taught by our oppressors when we were in captivity. We couldn't read, we couldn't write, and after we were destroyed and lost our heritage and didn't know who we were, that's when the yokes of iron were taken off of us. That's when we started falling after the ways of the religions of men. And now Christ said something very deep here when the disciples were going back and forth regarding like who's the greatest disciples in the kingdom and whatsoever. So Christ is going to go ahead and bring a parable to let you know this is what you need to do in order to enter into the kingdom of God, in order to understand what the Bible is. Go ahead and read that.
The book of Matthew 18, verse 2. And Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them.
So regarding the conversation that the disciples were having amongst each other, Jesus Christ went ahead and grabbed the little child and put him in the midst of, in between all of them. Read.
And said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children.
Stop that. So when you were a little child, you have to think about your personal experience. When you were a little child, you didn't know everything. You had to be taught by your parents. You had to know what was right, what was wrong. You needed to be moved and taught. That's why you go into school system. That's when you're learning how to do math, learning how to read and write. You are a humble little child and you don't know everything. So Christ is saying right here, you must come as a little child. So when you enter into this truth and the understanding of the Bible that you are an Israelite, you must leave everything that you have been taught. It's the same thing with Moses. When Moses was learning all the customs of the Egyptians, he had to be relearned. Read.
Except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven.
So regarding what the captain was saying, about the brother saying, I've been reading the whole Bible my whole life, he's not going to enter into the kingdom because he's not humbling himself and realizing, hey, I don't know everything.
Right.
I need to be taught. I need to get counsel from my elders that have been in this truth for so and so years. That way I can understand this Bible and learn how to move in these directions to have my life. Because like you said, you teach by example, right?
Right.
Your body language, how you speak, can also be ways of teaching. So when you have that mindset where I read the Bible my whole life, you're teaching other people thinking, you know, that you don't need to humble down.
Right.
He's the he's like literally the walking example of what we just read in 2 Peter's
right.
3 about when you're unlearned and unstable, then you rest.
Right.
Because the thing that ultimately rooted him out and got him removed from the body, and then from there it was like a trickle-down effect of him just bugging the hell out, was Romans 12 about live peaceably among all men.
Oh, right.
Oh, wow.
Right.
That's what he bugged out over. And he was like, that's not talking about the other nations. And we're like, yes, it is, because the Bible didn't have verses and chapters and things like that prior to just in recent times.
Right.
Before that, it was just long letters that were written.
Right.
I said, so when you just continue from chapter 12 into chapter 13, it tells you to obey the powers that be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That lets you know it's talking about all nations. Nations. Listen, the prophecy is that salvation is for the nation of Israel. All nations are going to be in the kingdom, right?
Yeah.
They're just going to be different levels of their service to us.
That's right.
I understand that. So because I know that, I don't have to go around telling people, oh, you're the devil, you're giving me a slave, and I don't have to do those things.
Right, right.
I still had to do things that pertain to this kingdom and use wisdom. So that's what made him bug out. It was crazy. But give me Matthew 11, verse 11, real quick. This is the mindset that everybody should have in this walk when it comes to being humble and staying rooted in this. Matthew 11, verse 11.
The book of Matthew 11, verse 11. Verily I say unto you, among them that are born of women, there are not risen a greater than John the Baptist.
So Christ has let us know, listen, of all the people that were born of women, all right, and you could read some examples of some pretty great men of the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
From back in Genesis all the way up to this point in time when Christ is writing this,
mm-hmm.
He's letting us know, listen, of the Abrahams and the Isaacs and Jacobs and of the Ezekiels and Isaiahs and the Jonas, guess what? Of all of them, there is not one greater than John the Baptist.
Right.
Right? Read.
Notwithstanding, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he.
So it says even the least brother in the kingdom of heaven is going to be greater than he was.
Yes.
That's how much renown you're going to have if you make it into the kingdom.
That's heavy.
That's why you have to have that humble mind at all times. Like, listen, the scripture says that you study for them that also seek learning.
Right.
There's people that don't do that. There's people that do it in a way where they boast themselves and then they become braggers and things like that.
Right.
That's not how we're supposed to roll.
Right.
The idea is to just make it in general. That's it.
Right.
To just make it. and understanding that the reward is you'll be greater than John the Baptist was, even Christ, even though Christ said, of all men that were born of him, there's no one greater.
Right, right.
So this is, but it's getting there, right?
Right.
Going back to the topic, God's laws endure forever. Let me get Revelations 3. No, I'm sorry. Let me get Revelations 14, verse 12. That's the one.
The book of Revelation 14, verse 12. Here is the patience of the saints, and here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
So it's the commandments being kept coupled with the faith. They go hand in hand. You can have faith all day long, but if you have no application behind it, then it's all null and void. You're going to run the race in vain.
That's right.
Just like you can keep the commandments all you want, but then you can just denounce Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Right.
You ain't getting the kingdom.
Right.
All right. Listen, you're treading on thin water when you subscribe to being Israel, but only being Old Testament only Israel. That's some scary stuff.
Right.
Because you're saying that you're waiting for a man to rise up against this power in these last days and overthrow it.
Right.
There's a reason why this man was risen to this point that no one's seen before. That way, when we look upon it and see the destruction of this kingdom, we can say, truly, there is one true God,
right,
the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Right.
He has to show us his power. That way, we can come back and serve him in sincerity and truth. There's no way he would let this man rise to this level of technology and weaponry and all these things for just a regular man to come on the scene and then overthrow it.
Right.
Yeah. It don't work like that, bro. It does not work like that.
Right.
It does not work. That's not how it's designed to be.
Right.
So people that denounce Christ, I'm telling you, you're treading on thin water. You listen, you don't know when your grace is up. Everyone has different levels of grace. So it would behoove every single last one of us to get things right while we can, while we have the air in our lungs to be able to face Jerusalem and say, forgive me, Father, if I have sinned. Forgive me for whatever sins that you're guilty of, and then continue pushing, because you don't know if that's going to be your last time being able to do so.
Right.
You have something, Zofer?
Yeah, I wanted that scripture. I was trying to find it where Paul said that, or it was in Acts where it was like, just like Pharaoh was risen.
Yeah,
America's going to be risen.
It's Romans 9.
Because you're over here talking about how, like, people are over here trying to find out, oh, a man's going to rise and overthrow this kingdom. Like, that's not going to happen. That's why it says that when Christ comes back, the nations are going to tremble.
Right.
Like, how are the nations going to tremble right now of a man risen up with the technology that they have?
I'm going to read 9:13 first.
Is that where it's at?
And then I'm going to jump down to verse 17. I just want to read verse 13 just because I just love it so much.
All right, go for it.
The book of Romans 9, verse 13. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
As it is written, where was that written? It was written in the Old Testament that Jacob have I loved. The glory, the foundation, the covenants was given to Jacob and his sons, the 12 tribes of Israel. But Esau have I hated. That goes way back to when two nations were born, back in Genesis time. So God's letting you know that I have so much love for Jacob, my chosen people, and so much hate for Esau, which would be considered today the Caucasian race, the
right,
white man.
Right.
Continue where you were going to go.
And then also, too, for those that subscribe to Christianity and love John 3:16 so much, that's a John 3:16 killer, right?
Yeah.
People are so quick to run to the writings of Paul. We'll go ahead and double highlight this right here. And that, this lets you know that if God hates somebody, then obviously he doesn't love the entire world, because he's excluding an entire nation of people here in verse 13.
Right. And you got to think, and you got to honestly sit back and examine the Bible and examine society today. If God loves everybody and we were given God's laws and we are being cursed as a people, then the world should be being cursed. It shouldn't be just a select group of people being cursed, living in the ghettos, being shot down, living in such high poverty. But Esau, who God hates, is living in the riches of the world, living
right,
really well.
Right.
America set up in its economy, ruling the nations. If God loves everybody, why is this set up the way it is set up if God's commandments were given to everybody?
That was always on my mind. Always.
Yeah.
Even prior to the truth, I'd be like, yo, like, why is it in every slum and ghetto, it's the same people, and why is the white man living like a fat rat in a cheese factory?
Right.
I used to always think that.
Yeah.
Because I used to be married to Esau in the world, right?
Yeah.
And so I used to be like, man, like, they don't work harder than, like, my people.
Yeah.
Like, I see their tendencies. Like, they're not better than us.
Right.
I'm like, why is it that they're set up above high?
Right.
And then verse 17 explains it. Verse 17 explains why they are set up, because they are our belt. They are they're being used to curse us and punish us for what we did. We have no one to blame but ourselves.
That's right. Verse 17. Romans 9, verse 17. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up.
So Pharaoh was raised up. Egypt was the ruling power, just like America. Everybody had to go to Egypt in order to get their things, like their trade, their imports and exports. Egypt was the king. Just like Pharaoh, the Most High God raised Pharaoh up during that time and was overthrown by Moses when he came and got the children of Israel out, and Egypt was destroyed. Read.
That I might show my power in thee, and that my name might be declared throughout all the earth.
Just when Christ will come back, when the 144 is gathered together, mixed with the multitude of the one-third, keeping God's commandments, living in righteousness, following after the example that was written in this Bible, is the same reason when Christ is going to come back and throw down America, and everybody will bow down and tremble that day.
We got to understand that we have to really like paint a vivid picture and make it clear for people to really see what went on back then, because we read the history, right?
That's true, yeah.
Moses went in and said, hey, let my people go.
Right.
And he was like, no. And then that's it. Fast forward that up to today,
right?
Take anybody who you call a so-called Black, Hispanic, or Native American, someone that the world considers to be a base people, mm-hmm. and then have them go to Donald Trump and say, hey, let my people go.
Right. Same thing.
We're technically doing that, going out into the streets. Instead of saying those words, we're saying separate yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
Come back.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. like we're definitely peeling back. The,
yeah,
like,
that's what's
like,
crazy if you think about it.
Like layers to it. Right. But I'm talking about just in that sense. Have one person go to Trump.
Right.
And like Trump with all this pomp and power and brass, he'd be like,
here's some toilet paper.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Yeah. Like, no, build a wall anyways.
Right, we'll make this one disappear, right?
Right. So think of it like that's what was going on back then.
Right.
Yeah,
so like you had this superpower known as Egypt. Magnify that by like times 100,000 today.
Oh, yeah,
that's
definitely.
That's what America is known as. Right.
Exactly.
And then like the soldier said, that's what we're doing. We're going out and we're prophesying against this nation because, listen, every single kingdom has an expiration date.
Right.
Every single one has an expiration date. It's all going to spoil at a certain point in time. But that happens by us coming back and keeping God's laws.
Right.
Do you have that one in Jeremiah where it says a true prophet is those that speak against nations?
You know what? That came to mind as well.
Yeah, because if you guys got to think about this, you have to read the Bible precept upon precept. If back then the prophets were going against Egypt, going against these high-set countries, these economies, why aren't the Christian church or these other religions going against what is being set up?
Right.
You have to understand that and look in a visual picture. Who are God's true prophets? Just like John the Baptist back then was speaking against him, which eventually got his head chopped off because he was speaking against the ruling power. It's the same thing when we're going out there and we're risking our lives, letting you know that you have been beguiled. You have been tricked. We are the true prophets, and you have to understand that. And the scripture that we're going to bring out in Jeremiah is going to show you that a true prophet are the ones that speak against nations.
That's what we are doing.
Israel united in Christ. We are going out to the four corners of the world. It is not just here in America. If you go out to Dominican Republic, Haiti, you go out to these other countries, those people are hungry for the word. They are hungry. They gather in crowds. But when we go out here in America into the streets, here in America, we have been destroyed so badly to think that this is our rest. This is where we're going to make it in this world. I got rights here. These bills are set up for me, not understanding that these bills are actually set up for the other nations, not for you. That's why we need to understand and humble ourselves as little children. Look into the word. And understand that through Christ and patience and the comfort of this scriptures and doing what we need to do to gather up the 12 tribes, God is on our side.
This is the book of Jeremiah 28, verse 8.
Read.
The prophets that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms, of war and of evil and of pestilence.
That is heavy. That is heavy when you read that. The prophets that have been before me. So Jeremiah is saying, before I even stood up, prophets were going against countries, kingdoms. A kingdom is like America. Prophets, a man is going against an overruling power. That is when you need to understand that these religions are not doing that. Christianity is not going against these other powers.
Nope.
Israel united in Christ is, we are going out there. And along with the other, you know, these other institutes that are out there, these other camps, they're also going out there, you know, prophesying against these other kingdoms. And of war, we're letting you guys know this is a spiritual war. We're prophesying against the evil, the pestilence that have been plagued in our communities.
You guys see that clip of when it was like all the world leaders that came together, and then Trump was like moving everybody out of the way?
Right.
Yeah.
He was like elbowing people.
Yeah.
That lets you know that it's within everyone's spirit to want to be the top dog, to be the HNIC, right? Everyone wants to be the head guy in charge, all right? So now, if you go to Trump and then you tell him, okay, you got to have joint rulership with whoever, he's going to say, hell no, right? Because everybody wants to be the top dog, right? But for some reason, when it comes to the kingdom of heaven being established and Christ coming and bringing his kingdom on earth, we lose sight of that.
Right.
It's the same exact thing. In order for that to happen, just like the soldier's saying, we have to go out and prophesy against the countries and against these kingdoms and let them know, listen, Christ is the top dog.
Right.
He's the King of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be one throwing elbows, moving every other way to let everyone know, hey, listen, I'm the top dog.
Right.
All right. There's no joint rulership being had on that day and that hour when Christ makes his second coming.
Right.
Make it John 8, verse 32. John 8, verse 32.
That's, you see, the reason why we're going with these basic scriptures, you know, got to keep God's laws. You see how this class can be used in different avenues? When the subject comes up, it can go into different avenues. A basic scripture like John 8:32 is very deep. It shows you that we have been tricked. Read.
The book of John 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
All right, hold that, and then give me Psalms 119, verse 142. All right. Just to give it the sense, because this is a scripture that I heard very often growing up. I always heard this scripture. This John 3:16 I was real familiar with.
Right.
Jesus wept is one that everyone knows for some reason. Like, I guess it's to remove the austerity aspect of him and put on the fact that he's like everybody else. I don't know. But John 8, verse 32 was something I heard a lot, but never had any substance because I didn't understand that precept must be upon precept, right? Because when you read this, it's like, oh, yeah, this sounds good.
Right.
But what truth is actually going to set us free? And why does Christ use the word free?
Right.
He's letting you know, just like you just said, like he's letting you know something heavy. Listen, you ain't free.
That's right.
As much as you may think because you have liberties and amenities in these last days, you ain't free.
Right.
All right? Read that real quick.
The book of Psalms, 119, verse 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth.
Listen, the Bible is very redundant. It says the same things over and over and over and over again. That the Lord is for his people, Israel. That salvation pertains to them. And the second thing is the laws.
Right.
Everything comes back to God's laws. We were put into with the conditions that we were put into as far as the curses come upon us as a people for breaking God's laws.
Right.
So common sense will tell you in order to reverse that, let me just start keeping.
Right.
Right. So it says that his law is the truth. So go back to John 8, verse 32.
The book of John 8, verse 32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
So it's God's laws that are going to set us free as a people. Why? Because we're still subject to payments and under this man's oppression today. Why? For not keeping God's commandments, right? As much as he paints himself as a Christian society, even his money says, in God we trust.
Right.
But everything that they push is absolutely
against
what the Bible says. The Bible says don't eat pork. This man says, no, it's the new white meat.
Right.
Right. People will ignorantly subscribe to the notion that we have enough technology in the last days and the way that they can filter the food and sterilize it, that it removes all the bad stuff. No, it doesn't remove nothing that's bad.
Right.
It's still unclean.
Right.
Right. The Bible is very clear on homosexuality,
right,
and that a man should be with a woman, and that's it. But this man says, no, everyone has the right to love.
Right.
Love, love. And you know what? And I used to come under that banner, too. Is, you know, as long as they don't mess with me, it's fine.
Right.
But it's so as backwards to even have that whole mindset, because gay people are depending on straight people to have more gay people.
Right, right.
That's genocide.
Right.
That's genocide. Mm-hmm. And that homosexuality spirit is pushed heavy. And that spirit in general is so heavy that the scripture says that we all would have been like that if it wasn't for a remnant.
Right.
That's why when I meet people that come out of that lifestyle, I'm like, man, that's only the Lord. Like that's like that, right? That increases my faith that much the more when I meet someone that says, you know what, I used to deal with a homosexual spirit.
Right.
I'm like, man,
that's a stronghold.
Because that's a very, very strong spirit, because it's not saying that it's easy to do the other things, but it's easier.
Right.
Like me keeping a beard. It's easy.
Right.
I can just make the choice to just not shave.
Right.
Right. Not eating certain things, but something like that.
Were you attracted to it? Right.
And it's like, well, I was born this way. Because then you come under that whole thing. I was born this way.
Right.
I was born this way.
Yeah.
Like, nah, God didn't make anybody like that. It's your own lust that's so deeply embedded in you that you may manifest itself because of your own lust.
Right. Right.
But Christ let us know something very, 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 very heavy. When he says, listen, it's the truth that's going to make you free. It's learning God's laws and applying them that's going to get you out of the conditions that you're in here in these last days. You got something?
I got something, but it's a little deep. Don't know if I want to go into it. But
Okay.
I mean, I wanted to show the people that they are the wicked. When it says, when he brought John 9:13, it says, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. We have been tricked and beguiled into thinking what we're talking about this whole subject. So I wanted to go ahead and go into 2 Thessalonians 2:1, letting you guys know that, man,
that is
a heavy topic.
Yeah, let's get it.
Read verse 1.
2 Thessalonians 2:1. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him.
So right there, he is letting us know by the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by us gathering together under him, under the banner of the Bible and the commandments and keeping this truth and pushing this truth. Read verse 2.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand.
I mean, don't be troubled. Don't be tricked into thinking, oh, you know, this kingdom is going to go in forever. You know, God's not black. God loves everybody. When you go out there and people start laughing at you and saying you're crazy, you're in a cult, you don't know what you're talking about. Don't let that trick you and stumble you away from the truth of this Bible, because you understand that the second day, the second coming of the Lord is at hand. You understand. You see the signs. You're understanding sin is increasing. We are literally becoming at the last days where any second Christ is going to crack that sky. That's right. How we need to think. Read verse 3.
Verse 3. Let no man deceive you by any means.
Let no man deceive you by the religions, the crafty council he has set up here in America, letting you know that it's okay to be a homosexual, to go ahead and do a transgender a ritual. It's technically like a ritual when you're going ahead and coming from a man to a woman, then taking hormones to increase that. Those are things that America has set up, letting you know that it is okay for a woman to wear pants and men vice versa.
There was a meme that I read when it was like it had to do with transgender, right? And it basically like along the lines of, why are you mad at me for not accepting you for who you are when you couldn't even accept you for who you were?
Right.
Ooh.
And I was like, man, that's heavy. That's like super true.
That is.
Right. I was like, that's just how backwards we are now as a people in these last days.
Right. So when it says, let no man deceive you, we have been deceived, ladies and gentlemen. We have been deceived, and it is our duty to go out there into the streets and to let the people know you have been deceived. Read.
For that day shall not come.
Meaning the second coming of the Lord is not going to come. Read.
Except there come a falling away first.
Which has already happened. The falling away was the 12 tribes of Israel going into captivity for breaking God's law, statutes, and commandments. We have been scattered throughout all nations. The falling away has come, and it will continue to happen when people come into the truth and fall out of the truth. That is also a falling away. Read.
and that man of sin be revealed.
The man of sin be revealed. The man of sin. The word sin means opposite of God's law, statutes, and commandments. What is opposite of God's law, statutes, and commandments? This world. America is opposite. It is being tricked into the banner of thinking in God we trust. That is the man of sin that needs to be revealed, but can't be revealed unless there's a man that stands up and destroys the darkness that has been set up and lets you know, hey, you must separate yourself. That's the man of sin. You have been tricked. Right. If you go into the world, people don't understand that Esau is the devil. I mean, no, they might say, hey, man, he's the racist or white supremacy, but they don't understand, like, spiritually, he's the man of sin.
Hey, when I was first learning, and then I was getting DVDs from Issachar to watch, right? I was like, you know, which one should I watch next? Because he had, like, the whole collection. He's like, oh, watch this.
Right.
And then it was the one that said Lucifer, right?
Oh, that one's deep.
And I was like, oh, is this good? And he's like, yeah, it's really good. And I was like, let me guess. It's talking about the white man being the devil, right? And he's like, yeah.
Right.
I let you know. I'm like, bro, I've always known that.
Right.
Always just known it.
Yeah.
Right? This is heavy, though. It says that the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, right?
Right.
Then you know that it's a man that pushes sin in the earth.
Mm.
We as a people being oppressed, right? We don't have the authority to put to frame mischief as laws, like how it says in the book of Psalms.
Right.
He has the authority given to him by God, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's because it was God that set him up to be the superpower, so that way his power can be seen through him, right? He has the authority to push sin. We don't. We're just lost sheep following whatever. And because our heritage was stripped from us and we don't know who we are, we just so blindly follow whatever. That way we could be a part of something.
Right.
Like, you know what? I can't say – because everyone says they're from Africa, for instance, right? Well, which part of Africa?
Right. Exactly.
There's like what? Like 52 countries in Africa,
right.
Or something like that?
Right.
Okay, well, which part – which country in Africa are you from?
Right.
And it's a blanket statement. Oh, the west coast of Africa.
Right.
Or whatever, right?
Right.
But real quick, give me 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21. Real quick. Because like the soldier said, that this man of sin can't be revealed unless a remnant of other men, the Lord's Spirit was poured upon us to go and do the work, the bidding of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 21.
1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world, by wisdom, knew not God.
So this current world doesn't know God in the wisdom as far as this Bible goes, right? All we know is how to fear God by what our oppressors taught us.
Mm.
And that's why there is no fear of God, because if there was, then we'd be upholding God's commandments,
right.
All right? And the reason why we can say that that's so evident and true in the last days is because people will say God's laws are done away with, right? Let's say that is the case, right? You don't got to refrain from eating certain things. You can keep whatever days you want as far as holidays, whatever. And then, but every Christian will tell you, oh, we keep the Ten Commandments.
Right.
The Ten. Well, then why are those being so easily broken here in like the last days? No
right.
one keeps the Sabbath day.
Right.
All right. People have hatred towards their brothers. That falls under murder.
Right.
We got a heavy lying spirit on our people in these last days. Even withholding information is lying. So they don't even keep the 10. Why? Because there's no fear of God being pushed into the earth, right?
Right.
But it says that this world of wisdom knew not God. Read.
It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe.
It's the foolishness of preaching that's going to bring down this superpower known as America.
Right.
Like, oh my goodness. Like, you know, Christians say, oh, God is good all the time.
Right.
That's what that is. Right. Listen. This man has all this technology and all this power, and it's going to take us going out to corners and yelling at the top of our lungs, telling people they're Israel, and they got to keep God's commandments.
Right.
That's going to bring down this kingdom.
Right. I was going to go to 2 Thessalonians, back to 2, verse 9.
2 Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 9. Even him
it's talking about the Caucasian man. You know,
right.
Right.
Bring it out.
Whose coming is after the working of Satan.
So if you know the story about the 40 days and that Christ was taken up, you know, so Satan was trying to give Christ dominion over earth, even though Christ has dominion over the earth already, right? So it says, even after the work of Satan, with all his powers, you didn't read that part, but with all his powers, so you read about all this stuff that the white man has, you know, he has all this technology, this weaponry, you know, everything like that. He has power over the earth, right? The same thing that devil, you know, try to act like he was going to give Christ, even though Christ has it already. But it says after the, whose coming is after the work of Satan. So
with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Right. So this man right here, he always lies against the Bible, right? Everything he says, it comes against the scriptures. So, and he has the power to do so.
It says that Esau was born liars.
Right.
You know, and you got to think, listen, we can't be mad at the devil for being the devil. Listen, he's just playing his position very well.
Right.
We're the ones that aren't playing our position so well. That's why we went into captivity in the first place.
Right.
The whole thing that, like you just said too, about Christ being offered every kingdom by Satan is heavy. You know why? Because most of us would say yes.
Right. Right.
99.99999999999. Now you know what? 100% of us would say yes.
Yes, sir. All
right. Let's just keep it real. Again, we got to paint the picture and bring it up to these days. You're being offered a blank check, and right, whatever women you want,
right,
whatever, like you watch these shows and it's like House Hunters International, and like, dang, I can have this villa in Italy, I can have this yacht off the coast of Australia,
right,
I can, whatever you can even begin to fathom is yours,
right?
Right, and like you said, Christ already knew, like, look, everything's mine anyways,
right?
But it comes with the patience and enduring. That wasn't his father's plan.
Right.
We as a people, we're like, we want the quick satisfaction. I want it now.
Yeah.
That's how we move as a people. That's why everything that we do as a people falls.
Right.
Because when Esau sets things up and does things, they maneuver in a way where, you know what, this may not benefit me, but it's going to benefit my great-grandkids.
Right.
That's how they move.
Right.
We move in a selfish spirit, like, hey, listen, if I'm not going to eat, then no one's eating.
Right, right.
No one's going to benefit if I don't benefit.
Right.
And it's coming back to God's laws that's going to completely get rid of that mindset,
right,
because Christ made it very simple. He said, listen, there's two great commandments. Love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and the second is like unto it.
Right.
Love your neighbor like yourself.
Right.
That eliminates all that confusion here in these last days.
You know, when I think about that, I think when Trump went over there to China, Kim Jong-un, wherever he went to, and he told him, hey, look, if you come into our assembly over here, you know what I'm saying, you can have all the good things, you know, you have all
right,
the stuff, you know. He did the same thing that Satan's talking about, you know,
yep,
with Christ, you know. Hey, you come and join us, you know, you can have the yachts and all. Even though Kim Jong-un, he got all that stuff already, you know, he's rich already. So why would he even need to come into the fold? But that was them trying to bring him back in.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. That's a gift destroys the heart.
Right.
And then that's what most of our people fall into so just willingly too, at
right,
that. Because if you're offered a blank check and you're like, man, at that point you gotta understand, really, okay, listen, as much as I wanna be over righteous and say, man, if I had $1 billion, I'd open up schools and we do this and we do that. I don't know that.
Right. No.
I don't know what I would be on that day.
Right.
Because only the Lord knows. As much as I would like to say I would do all these things, nah, listen.
Right.
The majority of our people would be like, because at that point, is who are you serving now? Like,
right,
you don't have to pray for anything because you lack nothing.
Right. Yeah. Everything. Right.
You would just forget the Lord on that day.
Right.
So that's why it should be in our prayers. Listen. Don't give me too much. Don't give me too little.
Right.
Just give me just enough to keep me on that straight path so I can enter into that straight gate.
Right.
Give me 2 Ezra 13, verse 38. 2 Ezra 13, verse 38. We have a few more minutes. Nah, we're good.
This is 2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 48. But those that be left behind.
38.
Oh, I'm sorry. 2 Ezra chapter 13, verse 38. And shall lie before them their evil thoughts and the torments wherewith they shall begin to be tormented, which are like unto a flame. And he shall destroy them without labor by the law, which is like unto fire.
It says that this kingdom is going to be destroyed by us simply keeping the laws.
Mm-hmm.
So how can Christ's kingdom be ushered into the earth if God's laws are done away with?
Right.
That makes no sense,
right,
then.
No sense at all, right.
The scripture is very, very, very clear. He said to Ezra, actually it's in the next chapter, chapter 14. He said, look, the same way that I revealed myself unto Moses is how I reveal myself to the prophets. And I would tell them, these things make clear and evident, and these things hide. This is very clear. He just said, listen, and he shall destroy them without labor by the law.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning it's not going to take a physical fighting. Hey, let's go pick up arms and get rocket launchers and machine guns and fight a physical war with him, because we're in a spiritual battle. He said, listen, it's by the laws.
Right.
It's by us keeping these. You know how much people would affect this man's economy if we just kept the Sabbath day holy?
Yeah, right.
We would shut this thing down.
Right.
If we just. And now I'm not talking about, oh, you keep it from this time to this time, and you keep it from this time to this time.
Right.
And I keep it from this time to this time. No, I'm talking about us being on one mind, one accord.
Yeah.
And from Friday dark to Saturday dark, nobody spends money.
Right.
Man, we would shut this thing down. There's a reason why Esau pays us on Fridays. Like, he knows, right? And the scripture is very clear when it says that.
Right.
Listen, to come back and keep the laws, and then this kingdom is going to be destroyed forever. Let me get... Was it 1 Timothy? Yeah, 1 Timothy 2 and verse 13, real quick.
1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. For Adam was first formed, then Eve.
So Adam was first formed, then Eve, right? She was taken from his rib, which is why she was called woman, because it means of man,
right.
All right? To be his pillar of rest and his help meet, all right? You got women that are part of this Me Too movement that's like, first off, they're anti Paul's writings because
right.
they think Paul was like a male chauvinist, right?
Right, right.
Which he was, because it's of God to be.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's pretty funny. When I first came to truth, I would read certain things. I'd be like, I always thought that, see? And I was always told that I was a male chauvinist and I was sexist. I'm like, it's righteous to be that way.
Right, right.
Right. I don't mistreat women, and I don't mistreat my wife, because I understand to love her like my own flesh. So
right.
the same way that I wouldn't want to be mistreated, the same way I treat my wife.
Right.
It's that simple. But man's the head, right? Read verse 14.
And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression.
So he's letting us know that it was Satan that beguiled Eve into transgressing against God, right? Because she was supposed to learn everything from her husband.
Right.
But instead, she wanted to be equal with her husband, and she started learning other things and then taught it to him, right? Now, verse 15 is the repercussion of her being deceived by Satan. Read.
Notwithstanding, she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in faith and charity and holiness with sobriety.
So now, it's not to say that if a woman doesn't have any kids, then she's never going to get the kingdom. It's not saying that.
Right.
But it's saying, as a whole, now, as a punishment for what the woman did back in the very beginning, for what Eve did, for what your mother did, you guys are all going to suffer the same thing.
Right.
And that's what? Having the monthly menstrual cycle. Esau's the devil and says, here, take this pill. You'll have it like once every
right.
6 months.
Right.
That's witchcraft right there. But
right.
it said, but because of your transgression, you're going to have your menstrual cycle, and you're going to have labor pains.
Right.
Right? That was the punishment that was handed down to the woman
mm-hmm.
for going against her husband. If God's laws are done away with, then why are women still having labor pains in these
right,
last days?
Right, right, right.
This should be completely done away with. If God's laws were nailed to the cross, right, he nailed the ordinance to the crosses when he died.
Right.
If that's the case, then why do women still have labor pains?
Right.
These are questions that like that you just ask a Christian and they have no answers. Why? Because God's laws are still very
that's
full
right.
in effect. The repercussions are very clear for breaking God's laws.
Mm-hmm.
The slums and the ghettos and being the last hired and first fired. The violence towards each other.
Right.
Those things are direct results of breaking God's laws.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So the result in coming out of those conditions is by keeping God's laws.
And let's get that. Deuteronomy 28, 15 and 1. I mean, Deuteronomy 28 and 1, I'm sorry. That is the everything we're bringing out at the end of the day is God's law, statutes, and commandments that's going to put us on top, put us back into this kingdom as a ruling nation, and putting this world back in order through peace and love through Jesus Christ. Read.
The book of Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And it shall come to pass.
Meaning it's going to come to pass, brothers and sisters. Read.
If thou shalt hearken diligently.
If the word if, meaning you have a decision, you have a choice. The two-thirds have a choice. If. Meaning they can choose not to, or they can choose to follow Read.
If thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord.
Diligently. Diligently. When you look that word up, diligently, that means you have a strong passion for something. You're going and doing things and making sure it's organized, making sure that the structure that is built is running smoothly and that there's no cracks and leaks within that structure. Read.
Hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day.
So it was commanded through God that the 12 tribes of Israel, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans, need to keep God's law, statutes, and commandments. There's no other way around it. If you are a Hispanic or if you are any part of the 12 tribes of Israel, you really don't have a decision. You can choose to not follow the commandments, but at the end of the day, you're not going to get the kingdom.
Right.
At the end of the day, you're going to be put to death.
Right.
You're going to be on that second death in brimstone and fire. I don't know about you, but at least the other nations don't have to keep God's law, statutes, and commandments.
Right.
They're not going to have the second death. They might have the second death, but us, you blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans have to meditate deeply. That's why we are in the conditions that we are in. The only way out is to keep God's statutes and commandments. And if we do, this is the future prophecy. Read.
That the Lord thy God will set thee on high.
We are going to be set on high. No longer is America going to be set on high. No longer is the oppressors that have put us in subjection, in chains, and through their philosophies and traditions are going to be set up high. But we are going to be set up high through Christ as our King and Commander. Read.
Above all nations.
We are going to be set up above all nations. That's why these other nations are set up above us, because we became the tail and they became the head. We've been cursed through God. That's why we go out every Sabbath and we have classes 7 days a week on Periscope. Learn your history, IsraelUnite.org. You have to come to God's statutes and commandments. Look at what's going on around the world. The sin has increased. And I don't know about you, but I want to be on the side where I'm set on high and I got cities and we're ruling this world in righteousness.
Right.
Look, this is what it comes down to is everything that you do in life has instructions. Everything, mm-hmm. Everything you do in life has instructions. All right. You could be self-willed all you want and want to put together that dresser that you bought from Costco yourself. But then when you forget the screw and everything's jacked up, that's because you're being self-willed and didn't follow the instructions.
Right.
The blueprint, the blueprint of how to obtain salvation is right here in front of us. It's just up to us to follow it. But the thing about this is, if you forget that screw, that's your soul that's on the line.
Right.
So you don't want to forget that screw. Right.
Right.
It's been many times when I built something and I'm like, oh, what's this for? Man, whatever.
Right. Right.
And throw it away.
Yeah.
Now on that day, listen, you want to make sure that you have your whole armor on that day because.
Right.
There's no such thing as okay. Like for instance, when you're in school and you're given the study guide to study for the exam coming next week, right? You don't go to the instructor and say, "Oh, you know what? Listen, I see that these are on study guides, but I think these should be omitted from the exam because
right.
of A, B, and C. We should have the exam on this instead."
Right.
They're gonna be like, "Yeah, okay. We have guidelines and rules that we follow, and then that."
Right.
What's set in place. If you want to pass and get that degree and continue on,
right.
then you follow this to the T.
Right.
There's
right.
no suggestions.
Right, right.
But then when it comes to God, all of a sudden we fall the horse and say, oh, no, hold on. Let me just tell God how I think and what I feel.
Right.
Hell no. Give me 2 Ezra 8 and verse 31. A few more scriptures before we wrap it up. 2 Ezra 8, verse 31.
2 Ezra chapter 8, verse 31. For we and our fathers do languish of...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. 9:31.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. 2 Ezra chapter 9, verse 31.
That one's good too, though.
I was just reading it. It was like, ooh. For behold, I saw my law in you, and it shall bring fruit in you, and ye shall be honored in it forever.
It says that he sows his law in us, meaning that he plants his law into us. And it's by that we have the fruit that comes forth from it, right? We can't go out and teach people, hey, follow A, B, and C if we're not doing as well, too, because then we become hypocrites,
right?
But it says that, and then you shall be honored in it forever. It doesn't say you shall be honored in it for a supposition of time, and then that's it, and it slowly withers away. We'll be honored in it forever because way back in the beginning, back in Deuteronomy, it says that it's the laws that have the nation say, dang, surely this is a great and wise and understanding people. It's the laws that separate us in the first place.
Right.
Jump down to verse 36.
Verse 36. For we that have rejected the law perish by sin, and our heart also which we received it.
So we perish by not keeping the laws. So now, we said it maybe 100 times already, to reverse that, now we start applying God's commandments. Verse 37.
Notwithstanding, the law perisheth not, but remaineth in his force.
So I can go and read in the Bible and see slave ships. I can see yokes of iron. I can see my nationality being changed. I can see those things because those happened clearly in history. I say, you know what? These things came to pass. So when I read something like this, it says, oh, hold on. The law perished not, but it remains in its force. Am I going to believe what the word of God says? Or believe someone that says, no, you don't keep the laws. Just do whatever you want.
Right, right.
Now, listen, you try the spirit by the spirit.
Right.
Right? You would do yourself a massive disservice if you didn't do your own research, studying, reading, and then ultimately applying for yourself. Because it's that ignorant philosophy that we've had for so long is the reason why we're in the conditions that we're in. I got one more scripture. Baruch 4. Baruch 4 and verse 1.
Baruch chapter 4, verse 1. This is the book of the commandments of God, and the law that endureth forever. All they that keep it shall come to life, but such as leave it shall die.
It says this is the law that endures forever. All right. I don't know about you guys, but forever means forever for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It means it doesn't stop.
Right.
It continues. It's a continual thing. All right. These laws endure forever. If you keep them, then you come to life. If not, then you'll remain amongst the walking dead in a congregation of those that are lifeless, that they're just a flesh walking around, fulfilling time until they can become that fuel for those missiles that will drop. All right. So that's today's lesson. You guys got anything real quick?
Yeah, I got one scripture, Baruch 3:9. We're gonna close with this one. Because at the end of the day, we got to keep the law, statutes, and commandments. I don't want to be that fuel.
Right.
I want to be missiles launched knowing we're going to be scarcely saved. And Lord's will, we all endure and make the kingdom. Read that.
The book of Baruch 3, verse 9. Hear, Israel, the commandments of life.
Just like Baruch 4 and 1. The commandments are life. If you're going to leave them, you're going to die. At the end of the day, that's what we're trying to tell you. You must separate yourself from the philosophies of men and keep the commandments.
All right. Well, then, with that, that's today's episode. Tune in next week. Lord's will, the captains will be back from, again, doing the work of the Lord, right? The work never, ever, ever, ever stops. It's either get on the train or move aside. But the train is going to continue to move. All right. Continue to like, share, and support us. All right. Visit us on Facebook at The Lost 144K. With that, I am Captain MRI signing off. We say shalom.
Shalom, Israel.
I like that. That one patient. Five. Our fathers have sinned and are not. So we're here to like correct what our fathers did. You know.
Should have brought that out, bro.
Yeah, I was going to put it close. Okay. We're here to correct what our fathers did, man. We got to get it right.